Well, good evening to you all. Kind of a gray, dark day out there, isn't it? But did you notice there was a little bit of sunshine on your way to church that wasn't there 2 weeks ago, right? I always draw a lot of comfort in knowing the days are getting a little bit longer, and surely this is not something that will last. We've passed the winter solstice. We'll enjoy a little more light each day, and light is what this feast is about, the festival of lights in a sense. You know, we bring trees into our homes and put lights on them. We light the outside of our house. The streets are lit. The stores are all lit up. Everybody is decorated with lights. The whole world seems to be illuminated for the celebration of this feast. In other ways, you know, that light comes into our families. You know, we come together and sometimes reunite after a period of separation, coming together in love and friendship and strengthening our kind wishes for each other, our bond of love through kind words and gift-giving. Memories are brought back to life and new memories are created. All these grace our lives with the light that gives us hope. Just as I draw hope from the days growing longer. This is the feast of the Epiphany, the feast of Jesus, the light of the world. You know, the manifestation of God among us changes the way we see, the way we perceive others. Christ's birth provides us with the light by which we see others in a new way. The Magi who came to worship the child, you know, they represent people of different ethnic groups, of people of different languages, of cultural diversity, and even religious persuasion. Now, scientists will tell us when we see somebody, we don't actually see the person. What we see is light reflecting off of that person, right? And so, too, when we see people with the light of Christ shining, what reflects off of them is Christ himself. We are seeing the light of Christ. And so this festival of light changes everything for us if we take it to heart and if we truly allow that light into and through us. Another aspect of the story of the three magi or wise men is that of pilgrimage. You know, they journeyed a long way to come and find the child. And our journey through life has similarities to the journey of the Magi. You know, like them, we have to discern, interpreting the signs of the times, if you will. Like travelers, we encounter people who help us along our way. And like the Magi, we also encounter some people who are dishonest and would lead us astray. The search for Christ is what it is about, just as it was for them. In our own lives and times, represented beautifully in this story, and that's why this story bears revisiting time and time again. Because we too are on a quest which requires divine guidance and continuing discernment, just as we see in this story for our wise men. The liturgical season of Christmas is drawing to a close, but the story of the Magi doesn't really complete the season, so much as it invites us to look back again at this amazing story that we celebrate at this time of year. The seekers scrutinize the signs around them, and we are called again to contemplate, as they did, the mystery of God's love and our own human response, the responses of desire for God, the response of faith, and of course also that what we see in the story, a fear and rejection. Rereading the infancy stories of Luke and Matthew puts us in contact with the grace known by Mary at the Annunciation, by Joseph in his dreams, and the Magi following their heart's desires for greater faith. Herod and the complicit religious leaders remind us of how easy we human beings can be threatened by change, by new understanding, new revelations, especially when they might upset the status quo for us or come to us through foreigners. Matthew presents the Magi as model disciples. First, they were open to the mystery, open to the journey. that the leaders of the chosen people did not have, as we saw in the encounter in Jerusalem. Our journey ahead is largely unknown, but the one we travel with has promised to be with us always, to guide us and protect us, be our companion and our help. Second, they were so perceptive as they could bring gifts expressing the future rule and divinity of a child lying in a manger. Sometimes he is right in front of us in the people that we are with, the stranger we encounter, the little child or the frailing elderly. With eyes of faith, we can see him there. Third, they followed the star, the light. We too are called to follow the light, not some celestial object, but a person, Jesus Christ, the light of the world. Following a light in the darkness in the world, it's sort of like using a flashlight. We point it ahead of us to see where we want to go, but we also point it down and around to see the dangers that might keep us from achieving our goal. Christ will guide us. Christ's teachings meditated to us through the scriptures and also through the church will keep us safe from external sources, such as jealous kings, and from internal sources, such as the bad choices that we call sin. The Pilgrim Magi remind us that we too are invited to be humble enough to see things new. They help us realize there is always more to discover in the mystery of God. Faithfully searching will lead us to an epiphany, an aha moment, when we will see with greater clarity the deeper meaning of this story. They suggest that the willingness to venture into the unknown with faith will lead us to see, as they did, the face of God.